Bitachon for Life, Shir 526, Wednesday, Parshas Vayigash. We are explaining that when a person utilizes specifically Psukim and Tehillim, you can internalize messages of Bitachon just as you can internalize messages of Tefillah. And that is the objective of saying Tehillim, to awaken yourself, to be ma'ir yourself to the emotions of feeling Tefillah and Bitachon with the Rabbeinu Shalom. And there's one pasuk that stood out specifically when I was by Shimon Yechai. It's a pasuk in Perek Nun Hei, pasuk Chof Gimel. And the pasuk actually does not discuss any specific level of Bitachon, but it's a general attitude of Bitachon. And the pasuk says like this, Hashlech al Hashem Yehavcha, throw on HaKadosh Baruch Hu your load, Vehu yechal kalecha, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will sustain you. Lo yitain lo oilam moit la tzaddik. The Rabbeinu Shalom will never allow the tzaddik to fall. And it's a very interesting pasuk if you think about it. The pasuk is saying, throw your load on Hashem and He will take care of it. That's the concept of Bitachon. And the pasuk ends off that the Rabbeinu Shalom will never allow a tzaddik to fall. Now, what's the connection between the tzaddik at the end of the pasuk and the person at the beginning of the pasuk? I'm telling you to throw your load on the Rabbeinu Shalom and He will take care of you because the Rabbeinu Shalom will never allow a tzaddik to fall. But I'm not a tzaddik. I have aveiros, unfortunately. So why in the world should I throw my load on the Rabbeinu Shalom and assume that He's going to take care of me because the Rabbeinu Shalom helps the tzaddik if I'm not a tzaddik? So apparently this pasuk is teaching us a concept that we mentioned a few weeks ago, that a person that lives with bitachon is a tzaddik. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. Throw your load on the Rabbeinu Shalom. Don't be concerned. Realize that the Rabbeinu Shalom will not allow a tzaddik to fall. Who is a tzaddik? You! When you throw your load on the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is tzidkis. That demonstrates a tzaddik. That demonstrates that you are a tzaddik. Are you a tzaddik in every area? Maybe not. But when a person lives with bitachon, the Rabbeinu Shalom views him as a tzaddik. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom tells you, David HaMelech is telling you in the name of the Rabbeinu Shalom, throw on HaKadosh Baruch Hu your load, don't carry it yourself. And think in your head that the Rabbeinu Shalom will never allow a tzaddik to fall, will never allow a tzaddik to trip up. And when you rely on the Rabbeinu Shalom, you are that tzaddik. And therefore you can assume the more and the stronger you feel that reliance, the more the Rabbeinu Shalom will make sure that you don't fall. Because the Rabbeinu Shalom does not allow a tzaddik to fall.